Galatians this evening.
I won't be long. The main message is to come in the form of four baptisms. But I'd like to just share a principle with you from Galatians chapter 5. This is one of our scripture memory verses that we have sought to commit to memory this month. It deals with how we should treat one another. And here in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 13 and verse 14, it reads, "For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can sing and shout your praises. And Lord God, I pray that you would teach us from your word, the Bible, this evening. Meet each one at that point of spiritual need. We ask and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The word liberty is used here in verse number 13. The word liberty means freedom, license. And God teaches us in the Word of God that for those of us that are Christians, because note then, verse number 13, it's referring to the brethren. Four brethren. The brethren are those that are related one to another. Is this in reference to our physical relationships? No. Beyond that, it's in reference to our spiritual relationship, one towards another, as Christians. The Bible teaches us in the book of Ephesians, when a person receives Jesus Christ as their Savior, they become a part of what is known as the family of God. And in Christ, we have a common Savior, a common Lord. And therefore, we are biblically brothers and sisters in Christ. We are related to one another. So the Apostle Paul is referring to Christians. He's saying, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, freedom." But then he went on to clarify this freedom that we have as Christians. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. So the Apostle Paul makes reference to the fact that as Christians, we are free. Now, what are we free from? Well, we are free from the power and penalty of sin. And one day, we will be free from the presence of sin. And all of God's people said, amen to that fact. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, please. In verse number 36, the Bible teaches us, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." This freedom that is referred to here is freedom from the bondage of sin. Back in Galatians, please, chapter 3. Verse number 24, the Bible teaches us, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." The word schoolmaster is in reference to a teacher, one that guides. And the law here specifically is in reference to the Ten Commandments. So wherefore the law was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. What does that mean? Well, the law, the Ten Commandments, when you consider the Ten Commandments, all of us have broken at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of those commandments. And thereby, the law condemns us as sinners. So the Bible refers to the law being our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. In other words, the law, per se, the Ten Commandments, reveal to us all that we are guilty sinners before a holy God. Nobody on this side of eternity has been able to keep all of those Ten Commandments. If you were to be honest before God and yourself and others, all of us have broken those laws. And these laws reveal to us that we are guilty of this crime called sin. We are condemned by the law. There is nothing we can do in our own strength to earn God's pleasure, to be justified before God, because we have all broken God's holy standard. And that standard is spelled out within the Ten Commandments. And there in Galatians chapter 3, that little reference to a schoolmaster, the law being our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. In other words, the Ten Commandments reveal to us all that we are all sinners and we cannot be justified in our own strength before a holy God. So the law reveals to us that we are sinful, that we have a need, and thereby we must turn to Jesus Christ. The law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ justifies a person from sin. And when the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free," he's referring to deliverance from the bondage of sin. Sin bounds. Sin condemns. Sin equals the wrath of God. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he took our wrath upon himself. He died for our sins. He paid for our sin in his own body. But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. In other words, my friend, only Jesus Christ can deliver you from the bondage of sin, the chains of sin that will eventually lead you to a Christless eternity in a place called hellfire that the Bible refers to as a place that God prepared for the devil and his angels. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that includes you, believeth in him shall not perish, not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So when you repent of your sin and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's Jesus Christ that breaks the bondage of sin and delivers us and gives us true freedom, freedom from the penalty of sin, freedom from the power of sin, and thank God one day we will be set free from the presence of sin. See? And as the Apostle Paul writes to these believers here in the book of Galatians, he makes reference to the fact that as Christians we are free. But our freedom, in other words, once you've become a Christian, it is not a standing that licenses anybody to live as they choose to live. There is much talk within Christendom today about our liberty, our freedom. Now, it is true that as a Christian, I've been set free from sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. By receiving Jesus Christ, I've been freely forgiven and I have a home in heaven. So our eternal life is a free gift. So we've been set free from the penalty and the power of sin. And as the Apostle Paul writes to these believers here, he said, you are free. In Christ there is freedom. But don't use your freedom to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Being free in Christ does not give you and I, as a Christian, the license to do as we please. And this is a false teaching that is prevalent amongst many of God's people today. They make the claim, well, I'm free. Well, you are not free to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Our freedom, the Bible teaches us, use your freedom in Christ to do what? By love, serve one another. So in other words, as a Christian, you are free from the penalty and power of sin. That freedom in Jesus Christ is not for you and I to live as we please. Though we are not saved by works, we are saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone. That's settled once and for all. But that freedom in Christ, because we've been set free from the power and penalty of sin, our freedom in Jesus Christ is to serve one another out of a heart of love. Brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But use that freedom by love, serve one another. In Christ we've been set free from sin. We were once slaves to sin. But that slavery is not a fact in Christ. We've been delivered from the payment. We've been bought out of the slave market of sin. And we no longer need to live under the dominion of the old master, sin. We've been set free. But that freedom in Christ is not there so that you and I, as a Christian, to just gratify the flesh and mark license over all that we do. But our freedom in Christ is to be consumed with serving one another out of a heart of Christian love. Our freedom in Christ is not to sin. It is not a license to live as one pleases. It is not a license to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It's not like we've just got our ticket to heaven and now because I've got my ticket to heaven I can do as I please. That's how many Christians live. That puzzles me. How can anybody that's been bought out of the slave market of sin, has been delivered from the shackles of sin, why would anybody want to go back to that? One has to question whether they've been truly delivered in Christ. And for those of us that have been delivered, we're free in Christ Jesus. We have God's forgiveness. Then we have a responsibility to use that freedom in Christ, not to fulfill the fleshly appetites, but to be consumed with loving others, serving others. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. itself. That's our freedom. And church family, on this anniversary Sunday, I'd like to exhort you to use that liberty in Christ not to gratify the flesh. There are so many options today, are there not? To gratify the flesh. Just one click away and you can gratify the flesh. But may the Spirit of God remind you and I this evening and here on that our liberty in Christ is not to gratify the flesh, but our freedom in Christ is to serve one another. This involves submission. It might not be convenient. When we serve others, it's just like we're serving Christ. And when one is consumed with serving others, they are thereby giving the mark of a Christian. The Bible teaches this: by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, by your love one for another. So we give evidence of the fact that we are free in Christ. We've been delivered from the payment of sin. If the Son shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. And we give evidence of that freedom in Christ by loving one another, by serving one another. Note then verse 16, the Bible teaches us, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's possible to love thy neighbor as thyself. But we need the power of God's Spirit that abides within us. And when the Spirit of God is reigning within our lives, then note in verse 22, the Bible reads, but the fruits, not fruits, the fruit of the Spirit is. When you and I are walking under the dominion and power of the Holy Spirit, there will be love. There will be joy. There will be peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness and temperance, self-control. Against such, there is no law. You can't manufacture qualities. You can't manufacture fruit. It is the evidence of life. Fruit grows. And the Bible teaches us the fruit, singular, the fruit of the Spirit is. And when you and I are walking under the dominion of the Holy Spirit of God, then we will manifest the fruit of the Spirit. And thereby, by love, we can serve one another. That's the mark of a believer. And church family, on this anniversary Sunday, I'd like to encourage you to dedicate yourself afresh, not to use your freedom in Christ to do as you please, but use that freedom in Christ that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, seek to serve others. To love God with all of your being. And then to love fellow man and give evidence of the fact that you are a child of God by serving others. Brethren, use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. My friend, the law is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. The law reveals to us all that we are all guilty sinners. There is none good, no, not one. Well, Pastor, I'm not too bad. Well, the Bible teaches you are rotten. You are rotten to the core. Why not admit it? But God still loves you. And I still love you. It's not the issue. But we must understand that we are rotten to the core. We are sinful before a triune holy God, and we need God's justification. And the law reveals to us guilty, 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 guilty. And when one realizes their depravity before a holy God, then they will only delight in the fact that there is a way of escape. And that way of escape is Jesus Christ, who paid for your depravity, paid for your sin. And when he hung upon that cross suspended between heaven and hell, he paid for sin once and for all. Because he loves you. And he wants to forgive you. And he wants you to be a part of his family. My friend, we've all done wrong. And the Bible teaches us, he that is guilty of one crime is guilty of all crimes. It's all sin. And no matter how minute you might feel your sin is, it's still nailed the eternal God to that old rugged cross. But he remained there because he loves you. And if you will repent and by faith receive Jesus Christ into your life, he can be your Savior. Amen. And you can enjoy the freedom in Christ. Freedom from the penalty of sin. Freedom from the power of sin. And that freedom is not to live as we please. That freedom is to serve one another. Brethren, use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. And I trust that you've been set free from sin. I'd like to encourage you to deal with that issue if that's not a reality in your life. And for those of us that have, let me encourage you, use that freedom in Christ to serve others. Let's stand, every head bowed.